Everybody, please rise.
Look at that.
The stakes lovely.
times
more
that.
Than a little distracting
time.
It's to one side.
But it's a robot now. What have they done to Happy
Apple? That's the toy piano, right?
Let's listen.
I remember having the toy xylophone like that as a kid. Were you musically inclined as a kid? Knew it's an apple with some chimes inside it. Really? Interesting. Like a music box, then? Do you know the myth of the golden apple? You shake it and it sounds like you've just launched a fairy mid-flight. I guess not all afraid, not, nope. Should I have? Sounds fancy. Watching to see if the apple had some deeper underlying metaphor. Apple is a loaded image is why I was wondering, huh? Sorry to disappoint. It is literally a happy apple. Proof of stolen knowledge, related in the way to the Promethean firefish. Okay, fair enough then. Let me ask how you got started making music. You've listened to my tunes. There's no way there's any kind of deep underlining message through that nonsense. Ah, the music. How old were you when you first started mashing out the hits? Finally, the music upon it, not a clue. I just stumbled into playing guitar when I was 11 over 12. Played in a few bands over the years. Grabbed some music making programmery for my computer and started mashing away on that about a year ago. Guitar was your first instrument. Did you learn by taking lessons? Self-taught? Your music makes me think you have a good working knowledge of theory. But sometimes programming and meeting notes makes an artist seem more impactful than he is. All self-taught all the way, baby. A few mentor types that I knew gave us a push and shove in the right direction.
Clark Tro.
As if that counts. But all you have
I'm speechless. But evidently, Happy Apple Bot is not. Let's keep listening.
One. Put notes together. Have an idea what feeling I want. Bash is definitely the word I've used to describe my current process of music making. So you have a historical left intuitive approach to songwriting. Can you describe your process for writing the song a bit? Where does your inspiration often come from? How do you get yourself in front of your work area and get fired up? 1600. Maybe it is a proprietary secret. The secret and clandestine methods of the Happy Apple cult. Lol, I wouldn't go so far as intuitive. I just try and have fun for a bit. If I get bored, I'll usually pop the wooden or reason up and see what happens after an hour or so. It just so happens that you thought what I'd come up with sounded pretty. It's very much like masturbation for me, so technically, you enjoy listening to me like.
Thank you.
Persona. Could I claim to be wearing a cape right now? I'm definitely wearing a cape.
And I see it flapping in the wind like a flag on the 4th of July. Well, that was Happy Apple from across the pond. Seems it's quite far was alright to drop him back off from the intergalactic whatsy-who's that they were out doing from last time. Well, I'm glad they dropped him back off, even if he is all discombobulated and such. He still had a few good songs, even if they were all malfunctioning. Well, let's move on. Here's Savior from Denver.
Just some sort of weird instrumental work. I play all the instruments myself. You could say it's very guitar-orientated. But I'm trying to make it a little more interesting with synthesizers. The story of the name Savium is, well, I'm just a nerd for words, really. And some years back, I was watching this show about ancient Rome on National Geographic, and the host was describing how the Romans used to greet each other by either kissing each other's hands, cheeks, or mouths. And the kiss on the mouth was called a savium, a deep kiss. And when I heard that word, I was like, yeah, that's my new artist name. That's not really a... deeper personal meaning attached to it. I guess I could say that when I make music, I lose myself and forget everything around me. Like, I forget that I'm hungry or what time it is. And you could say the same thing about kissing someone. It sounds pretty cheesy, but yeah, I'm all about the cheesiness. biggest influence have for many years now have been Tortoise. In most of the side projects attached to that band, like Brokeback, Isotope 217, and Exploding Star Orchestra. A couple of years ago, I also kind of converted to jazz. The unusual kind of jazz, like David Axelrod and Sven Liebig and Mulato Astatke. To me, it just sounds like it's this genre that has the least of those unwritten laws that you often find people screaming for in music. And no laws inspires me. But jazz doesn't necessarily... It doesn't make me want to play jazz. It just inspires me in terms of just forgetting everything you've been taught and just do it your own way. I guess it's what some people choose to call self-indulgence or arrogance, but to me it's the truest form of art, the one that doesn't care about success. It just makes music for the sake of the music. Yeah, as I said, I play all the instruments myself, except for the drums, they're just programmed. I've only had guitar lessons, but I'm not really good at playing guitar. It's just the instrument I know best, but it's also the instrument that I find most boring. I just love fiddling with other instruments, because their different sounds inspire something new. But as far as understanding them completely, I'm pretty lost. I just let their sounds guide me to wherever. I record all the music myself, and luckily I've gotten better over time at mixing, producing, or whatever you want to call it. So the Savium sound has certainly improved over the years.
duplicative proclivities. What a great couple of tracks. And really, I love a guest that interviews
something
himself.
Something gets rearranged so it follows the melody better. Usually there's a lot of recording going on.
Recording something and recording something and then deleting and starting all over.
Back and forth until I'm satisfied. My inspiration just comes from listening to music, I guess. Somehow I've always found it important to listen to as many different genres as possible, but how it inspires me, I'm not really sure. To be honest, I don't know. I've thought of making Saving into a live project for a long time, but I always find excuses not to do it. I don't know why. I don't know why. Sure, it's fun to play music live, but it doesn't really do all that much for me. I'm pretty antisocial, I guess. I don't like attention in general, but who knows? Maybe someday.
Well, I hope so. You got my attention, and hopefully some of the people listening in. Well, time to shift our attention. We can never stay in the same place for too long. You start to stagnate. All your molecules go stale, and your face looks the same. 8 emotions a day. Work for 40, play the rest. Do you feel free? Do you feel free? What does it mean to you to be free? Is it to let your mind go? But where? Are you afraid that you might dissolve? That you might just become one with one? That's what happens to me when I put my headphones on and close my eyes. I start to hear music, even if there's nothing there. I don't know, maybe all the music I heard in my whole lifetime is just stuck tinkling around in the little rusty parts of my mind. I don't know, but it's there. And now I have another guest. Blueberry season. Why don't I let him tell us a little something about himself, and then we'll listen to some of his music, and then maybe we'll come back. But maybe we won't. So just enjoy what you're hearing right now.
Hello, this is Blueberry Season, aka Arthur Medrano.
Hey, Arthur.
Splendid.
How you doing?
I was browsing through Gothamist, an online blog, at the same time that I was making my MySpace name. The first thing to pop out at me was an article that said, "It's Blueberry Season." I knew I had to have it, that's why.
So how'd you get your... Wait. How'd you know I was gonna ask, how'd you get your name? Do you know some sort of divination prophecy or something?
Well, if I read a book in this particular line that I like, I might use it in a song. There's the book, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, that had a line about being infinite. Certain things that they did, like listening to mixtapes and driving around together, made them feel infinite.
Well, let's feel infinite together right now. Press and play on Blueberry Season's first song. Season the dig down. Well, why don't we dig a little deeper and see if we can get at the root source of what drives Blueberry Season.
My process of writing is a very stream of consciousness one, and one word words jump out in mid-sentence. That's why sometimes the lyrics are more like phrases that are similarly constructed and go together. I believe in the power of words and the power that comes in phrases, and I like the way that I say things in my mind more than the way that I speak, so it's more the thoughts that go into my writing than anything.
Well, you gave me a thought. Let's hear your next song.
Oh,
certain phrases. In Hume's Problem, you'll hear this. Phrases like distracting masterpieces never saved me, passage of causality. I thought, what does that mean? But it just sounds so beautiful to me. At the same time, I'm not limited to the stream of consciousness approach. It's just a general guideline of mine.
Hey, whatever works. Sometimes you jumble things up and they end up reordering themselves in a neat way. Other times, you know, it just comes out right the first time. So, you play shows live? Can we come see you, maybe?
I do play live shows. I play open mics from time to time whenever I have money. I live with my parents currently and I don't support myself, so it makes it kind of hard to play live all the time. I haven't played any gigs in a long time, though. I figure I'll have to develop a stronger community around me. I know I could join communities like Mike Club here at Lucky Jack's on Thursday, and I'd be guaranteed a spot to play at festivals and as a major performer. Then again, I don't support myself, so it's hard.
Well, hopefully we're forming some community right here. Maybe you'll come play at my 50th birthday.
What was that?
50th birthday.
Oh, I see.
You see what? The horizon? You'll be there too one day.
Yeah, sometimes that happens.
I'm not 50.
Nah, I think the world would go on.
What if I died?
Just business as usual, sons.
Why is everybody trying to get rid of me?
Well, I was hoping you'd ask me about Hume's Problem.
Well, I was hoping you'd let me live. Why don't I just play one of your next songs before things get out of hand?
You play the part like you're a martyr. You really don't have to. Just wait and witness this stigmata. Souls open for a day or two. Why should I kiss you? Tell me, baby. You'll take the world for all it's due. Your kisses are laced with acid. Etchings of the heart into stigmata.
So sweet at the same time. it's like being pushed and pulled. I'm sure we've all felt that way. Sometimes life's currents blow you all over the place, and you're not really sure which way you're supposed to go. Well, at least for now, I know that the next thing I'm supposed to do is press play on Blueberry Season's last song, Adia.
Adia.
Adia. Today, each one showing us a different way how we might be free. It's possible. First thing to do is free your mind, figure out what's keeping you stuck in place, and then, like I said, shake it off. Shake it off. It's dead skin. You don't need it. You've grown. Well, thanks again for being here, everyone. And I'd like to end the show with a song about freedom. Richie Havens. Mm-hmm.
like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Yeah, long. Way from my home, yeah.
Everybody take care, and just take a little time to think what freedom is to you. And then try to remember what freedom might be to me. And if we all do that, I think we got a chance. So, until next time, enjoy life. Enjoy being here. I enjoyed having you. You've been listening to The River's Edge. I'm your host, Catfish Rivers, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahe.net/9000.